Page 50. The Greatest Races. Races around the world push runners to their limits. An exhausted runner raced into the Greek city of Athens. It was 490 BC. The man had come from the town of Marathon to deliver a message. The Greeks had won a battle against an attacking army. The runner reached Athens and shouted, "Greetings! We win!" before falling down dead. This story may or may not be true. However, because of it, people run 42,195-meter races, the distance between Marathon and Athens. These athletic events are called marathons. The first marathon, held in 1896, was a selection race for the first modern Olympics. It had about a dozen runners. But more races, including the Olympic marathon, soon followed. The next year, the first annual marathon was run in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Today, about 800 marathons take place in cities every year. Location, location, location. Running a marathon is extremely difficult, but some runners can enjoy the sights as they go. Marathons in Paris and London take runners past these famous cities' most impressive landmarks. Stepping into history. At the Great Wall Marathon in Tianjin, China, racers can run along the Great Wall of China. The route also takes them through beautiful villages and rice fields. Running this race can take 50% longer than most marathons because of the wall's steep steps. Signaled by the sun. One unusual marathon took place on November 14, 2012, in Port Douglas, Australia. That day, there was a total solar eclipse. The sun's appearance after the eclipse marked the beginning of the race. Extra help. Most marathons provide water for runners, but some go the extra mile. The Little Rock Marathon in Arkansas, USA, has a lipstick station near the end. It helps female runners look great for photos after the race. And in Nashville, Tennessee, USA, marathon runners can enjoy country music. 50 groups perform on 28 stages set up along the route. For people around the world, running a marathon is a challenging but satisfying experience. Word bank. Exhaust. The children were exhausted after playing on the beach all day. Greeting. Please give my greetings to your family when you see them. Marathon. Rick trained for months so he could run in the marathon. Landmark. That building is one of the city's most famous landmarks. Route. Before she left on her trip, Kelly found the route on a map. Signal. The teacher signaled to the students to be quiet. Go the extra mile. Natalie always goes the extra mile by doing her work well and finishing early. Lipstick. Cindy always wears lipstick when she goes to parties. More information. Solar eclipse. Talk about it. Would you like to run a marathon? Why or why not? Do you think running a marathon is a good way to explore new cities? Explain. Which of these marathons sounds most interesting to you? Why?